This is a meeting of the House Community and Regional Affairs Committee. We will come to order. Today is Thursday, March 28th, 2019, and the time is 8:01 a.m. Members currently present are Representative Reback, Representative Christ Tompkins, Representative Thompson, Representative Clayman, Co-Chair Drummond, and myself, Representative Hannon. We have a quorum to conduct business. Representative Jackson is excused today. We do have a quorum to conduct business. Before we begin, I'd like to remind everyone to silence their cell phones. Today, our recording secretary is Lori Rowland, and Eileen Keim is our LIO moderator assisting with teleconference support. Thank you to both. My staff person, Arnold Liebelt, is our committee aide. If you have any notes or other things that need to be passed to the table, please do them through Arnold. We will start with House Bill 72, our second hearing on that bill, an act establishing the month of February as Black History Month. And my intention is to move the bill from committee today. Following House Bill 72, we will be hearing for the first time House Bill 56, an act establishing May 15th of each year as Hmong American Veterans Day. First up, we will have House Bill 72. Representative Story, you may come to the table with your staff and introduce yourselves for the record again.
Thank you, Chair Hannon. Representative Story, thank you, members of committee, for hearing House Bill 72, making official Black History Month. I feel it's important to recognize the contributions African Americans have made to our nation and our state. As I spoke earlier, I think it helps remember contributions that Senator Betty Davis made, Attorney Mahala Dickinson, and many contributions that are being made right now. I'm free here to answer any questions that you may have about the bill. Thank you.
Additionally, Caitlin Ellis, staff to Rep. Story, here for any questions.
We did have public testimony the last time we heard this bill. I had no amendments submitted to my office regarding the bill. Members, do you have any questions or concerns? Everyone seems very content or very asleep. I'm not sure.
Madam Chair.
Representative Story, do you have any summation remarks you would like to make or?
I just think this honors the diversity in our communities. Thank you.
Thank you. I see no other comments or questions. Representative Drummond.
Thank you, Madam Chair. I move version 31-LS0549/A from Community and Regional Affairs Committee with attached zero fiscal note.
Hearing no objection, the bill passes. I would like to thank Representative Story and her staff for joining us this morning. We're going to take a brief at ease while we sign the committee paperwork to move this bill out. We are back on the record. Next up, we have House Bill 56. My intention is to hear the bill and take public testimony today and to set the bill aside till our next meeting. But Representative Tarr, who is the prime sponsor, is here with us this morning. Please come to the table, introduce yourself for the record, and begin your testimony. And I believe you have a staff.
Good morning, Madam Chair. I'm Representative Garen Tarr from District 19 in Anchorage. Thank you.
And Stephanie Andrews, staff to Representative Tarr.
Well, thank you so much for the opportunity to present House Bill 56. Stephanie's going to do most of the presentation, but I just wanted to open by saying what an honor it is to have many of the Hmong veterans as constituents, and each time I get to work on something and tell the story, I enjoy it because I think it's a story we should all know and honor, and that's what this bill will do.
Thank you.
And again, Stephanie Andrew, for the record. So similar to lead to the last bill that was heard, actually, is respecting diversity in Alaska. And the Hmong people have an interesting history of serving the United States in the Vietnam War in a secret, covert operation by the CIA, and lost tens of thousands of their people, distinct ethnic group from the mountainous regions of China, Vietnam, Laos, Cambodia. to the war in Laos, the secret war for the United States government, on behalf of the government. And we're continued to be persecuted until this day, and in the jungles of Laos, and many Hmong people have settled in other parts of the area and Australia and the United States. Many have settled in Alaska. There's an estimated 6,000 Hmong Americans in Alaska currently, and this bill seeks to recognize their sacrifice for our government and make May 15th in perpetuity Hmong American Veterans Day in Alaska. The reason May 15th was chosen was because May 15th, 1997 was the first time the U.S. government ever recognized that the secret war happened and that the Hmong made these sacrifices on behalf of our government. The legacy of this sacrifice continues to have ramifications throughout the Hmong community, and I think it impacts all generations and the many Alaskans that are living here and in District 19. And so we are hoping to make May 15th Hmong American Veterans Day in order to promote, publicize, and increase awareness about the important role the Hmong people have played in United States history and recognize the service and sacrifices that were made.
And Madam Chair, I'll just add that in 2013, Representative Ledoux had passed a resolution naming May 15th as Hmong American Veterans Day, but just for that year. And that tradition has continued. We have that celebration and recognition every year, and they're very excited about the possibility of making this a permanent recognized holiday in Alaska. And I think important recognition because, as Ms. Sanders said, the federal government had, you know, asked for the assistance during the Vietnam War. They responded and served honorably, and we've never fulfilled the promise of veterans benefits. What we have done last year is pass a bill that will give a veterans designation under driver's license for places that honor veterans with a discount, but they've never had access to full veterans benefits. So each of these measures is just one way that I think we can fulfill the promise that was never really fulfilled and truly honor the sacrifices that were made.
Thank you. Committee members, do you have any questions?
I do.
Representative Drummond.
Thank you, Madam Chair. Thank you, Representative Tarr, for bringing this bill forward. In terms of moving towards full benefits as veterans, I know that the municipality of Anchorage, for example, offers veterans exemption for property taxes, which is pretty significant. How will this bill help move us in that direction? And what kind of does it need recognition on the federal level to recognize them fully as veterans in order to access that particular type of benefit, in addition to services as veterans through the Veterans Administration, mm-hmm. And all the other services that that this country appropriately provides to veterans of our wars.
Through the chair to Representative Drummond, the piece that's really missing is the federal benefit side of it. So any of the health care or other like retirement benefits associated with service, they're not eligible and have not received any of those items. Instead, they have received, I think, because the recognition is there, as Ms. Andrews said now, they would be eligible, for example, for a veteran property tax that's local kind of thing. That's a state level issue. So they would be able to apply to that because there's through the Veterans Benefits at Department of Military and Veterans Affairs, and I think Mr. Verdi Bowden is online to maybe add a little bit to this, but there's a specific segment in time and papers required, and you can establish that you were, in fact, Hmong veteran that, you know, served during those years. And so on the state side, I think we are offering some of the veterans benefits, but at the federal level, that's where it's never been fully realized. And so, for example, we've previously had resolutions supporting burials in military cemeteries. Mm-hmm. That was a big priority. There had been a prominent leader that passed away a number of years ago and was not able to be, you know, buried in the honorary way as a veteran. So that just through the Budget Act last year was passed. So now Hmong veterans can have military burials at any cemetery except Arlington. Arlington National Cemetery, that one is reserved for others, but any other place, you know, that where there's a veteran cemetery, they could be buried there. I don't believe there's really any movement, to my knowledge, at the federal level to offer the other benefits. And so that's why I think it's so important here at the state level that we take as many steps possible to recognize the service. And what's sad about it, now that it's been more than 40 years, is the number of veterans is becoming fewer and fewer. And so I'm feeling more of a sense of urgency, I guess, to make sure we do the things we can at the state level. And the piece last year with the driver's license, and I know it's a different bill, but many of you were here and supported that. That was significant. That I'm looking very forward. I want to be there at the day at the DMV when someone can go get the first license, because forevermore then, even if there are not other ways it's recognized, I know Home Depot, you know, they offer a veterans discount. I know other restaurants and places, and I think there'll be a real sense of pride to be able to display that and have that recognized, that they were in fact veterans that served honorably and should have that recognition.
Just follow up.
Certainly.
And when, so that the Hmong veterans driver's license, mm-hmm, designation, has that not yet begun? Did I hear you correctly?
Through the chair to Representative Drummond, it's in process. And I guess the last update I got was just maybe a month ago or so. And so Verdi may be actually able to give us a little more of an update. But I know they're working on getting that established, and it's very exciting.
Great. Thank you, Madam Chair.
We do have online Verdi Bowen, Director of the Office of Veterans Affairs. Would you like to have him, mm-hmm, address that question, Representative Drummond?
Yes, I appreciate that, Madam Chair.
Mr. Bowen, are you able to hear us?
Yes, ma'am. This is Verdi Bowen, the Director of Veterans Affairs, and through the chair to Representative Drummond, the driver's license piece, we're in the middle of, we're doing our final stages. We've collected all the names of those that have served in Alaska and had them vetted through the Hmong community. And we are now in the process of producing a certificate that DMV will use to produce that piece of that benefit for them. And we're pretty close. It'll probably be within the next 30 to 40 days we'll have that completed.
Great. Are there other additional benefits that the state could offer to Hmong veterans if we took action to do them that we currently do not, that keeps them distinct from other veterans?
Through the chair to Representative Drummond, yes, you could, but you would have to actually single them out separately and do legislation on each piece, because the majority of the state and municipal benefits are established under their statutes, under the state statutes and the municipal statutes that point back to federal benefits. And I'm a lot like Representative Tarr when it comes to us as a state beginning the process of recognizing each one of the Hmong. And as we do that, then we're going to continue to put pressure on the federal side to pass those federal benefits that really are needed for these honorable veterans.
Thank you. Any questions for Mr. Bowden? Thank you for being available this morning.
Thank you.
And Madam Chair, yes, pardon me for interrupting, but Mr. Bowen might have just a little bit more information as it relates to this bill. I know he was available for questions, but in terms of the number of veterans still in Alaska and that kind of thing, if you have questions about that. He's more knowledgeable on sort of the background information and very passionate. I think we have such an outstanding person in Verdi Bowen, very passionate about serving every veteran in the state.
Mr. Bowen, this is Chairman Hannon, but could you elaborate on the number of Hmong veterans that live in Alaska, the diversity of the community, give us a little more of the historical context of their service?
Well, the Hmong, through the chair to the committee, the Hmong veterans started serving in 1961, and then they completed their service in 1975. In actuality, they completed their service to the CIA in 75. After 75, they were virtually left to their own to try and find their way out of the country. And the sad part that happened to them is that many, many agreements were made between the Hmong leadership and the CIA that was going to facilitate care for the Hmong after the war. But because the war became a stalemate, if you will, there virtually was no winner but the communists. The Hmong lost miserably. And so not only did they not have a country, they actually didn't have a place to live. I know today Laos says that they accept the Hmong, but they are still doing horrible things to the Hmong community. And so with that said, the United States has been a safe haven, and I believe that without the care that we have provided for those people, that we could actually be facing a number of Hmong people. They used to be 300,000. I think they're around 200,000 worldwide now. So it gives you an idea that they have lost quite a few people due to this conflict. And but in Alaska, we have about 93 Hmong veterans. And I had a meeting this week with the Hmong to try and establish a date of a birth date for those that had served. And it's really hard to establish that because the way the Hmong soldiers were drafted, and most people don't realize this, but the Hmong soldiers was drafted by the size of the weapon that they carried. The first weapon they carried was the M1 Grand, which is a fairly large weapon. So they would take that weapon into the school, drill a mark on the wall, and those young men and women that was of the age or was over the size of that mark was automatically drafted in the military. And as they had more losses or greater significant losses, the weapon grew smaller. They used the M1 carbine, so you can imagine that that weapon is probably about 4 feet, a little bit less than 4 feet in length total. And so it sort of gives you an idea that there was no school requirements, there was no education requirements, there was no any pre-ideas, just that they needed a warm body behind a weapon. So that is exactly what happened to the Hmong, and that's how we ended up with so many. Now, what makes this army so significant is that it was over 30,000. The CIA has never had an army that was over 30,000. So it's probably the first and will probably be the last of that size that we'll ever see. So that is the Hmong in a nutshell, and the best thing is that they are great contributors in our communities, besides being teachers and principals and police officers and medical care professionals and National Guard members. They really contribute to the state of Alaska.
Thank you, Mr. Bowen. Any questions, additional questions?
Madam Chair?
Yes,
I might just add one thing. One of my neighbors can talk about being recruited, I think, at 13 years old to go fight in the war.
Pretty tragic chapter in our history. We do have one person signed up online for public testimony, so if we have no more additional questions for Representative Tarr or Mr. Bowen at this moment,
thank you.
We will gavel in for public testimony. I have one person online, Passert Lee, signed up for testimony. Mr. Lee, can you hear us?
Yes.
Go ahead and give your name for the record and give your testimony.
Yes, Anna. My name is Passert Lee, P-A-S-E-R-T. My last name is Lee, L-E-E.
Thank you. Go ahead.
Yes, Anna. Today I come in to testify the Bill 56 and two Eastern Beach Hmong Veterans Day permanent in Alaska. All announcement for the calendar and two permanent for us. But the reason, February 28, 1961 to May 1975. We volunteered to support CIA during that time, but we cannot learn anything. We just broke from the rifle out and put the rifle back. We just training only 3 days. And we can't even put the rifle to protect the Ho Chi Minh Trail of Vietnam. What do we have to protect from the Chinese communists, Vietnamese communists, Russia communists? From that time, we have 300,000 Hmong soldiers We died 35,000, that's 11,000 no cemetery. We died total 46,000. This one for sure. 1950 to 75, CIA living in South Vietnam, Da Nang, Saigon. They have a 500,000 CIA bar. They died 58,479 exactly, the CIA. But today, I want to testify today, so I hope the all legislature to help me to establish for May 15th to be the Hmong American Veteran Day. Thank you.
Thank you, Mr. Lee. Representative Thompson has a question for you.
Mr. Lee, I want to thank you for your service.
Representative Rivak.
Mr. Lee, I also want to thank you for your service. And I was wondering, you were wounded in Vietnam, weren't you?
Yes.
How many times were you wounded through the chair?
And during that time, I would like to let all you know that since 1972, and I working for the radio operation and reporter to on these two connections for the B-52 and F-14, 15, 16. But I got a bomb from my bunker. And that bomb is really heavy, like a 800 pounds. So to my bunker, I passed out 86 hours. Right now I have one bullet AK-47 leaving my body on the other side, a left hand, and my left hand has to cut it out too. And I have one mirror in my skull, my right hand side, my right head. So that was for the reason I passed out 86 hours in the long chain and Scala 2.
Representative Rivak.
Through the chair, thank you very much, Mr. Lee, for your service. And I am a co-sponsor of this bill. I think it's fantastic legislation. I think that this is far overdue, and that it's very, very fitting that we honor the service of our Hmong brothers and sisters who fought with our service members in Vietnam. Thank you, Madam Chair.
Certainly.
Welcome.
Any other questions? Thank you, Mr. Lee. And if you had written version of your testimony, we would also love to have that submitted for the record.
Okay, I can write now, and after I can email for you guys.
Thank you. Is there anyone else for public testimony on House Bill 56? Hearing none, I'm going to close public testimony. Are there any questions or comments for the sponsor regarding House Bill 56? Hearing none, we will set this bill aside and take it up again at our next meeting, which should be next Tuesday. If a member is interested in offering an amendment to the bill, they are due to my office by noon tomorrow, Friday, March 29th. Our next House Community and Regional Affairs meeting is scheduled for Tuesday, April 2nd at 8 a.m. in this room. We will be taking up more bills, and House Bill 56 will again be before us, and hopefully we will be moving it out that morning. Are there any questions or comments from the committee before we close today's? Seeing none. We are adjourned at 8:28. We are adjourned. That's right. Say the time.